Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. We don't have any guests for the first hour today, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 218-339-8525. Get your pencil and piece of paper out there, 218-339-8525. Now, what did I want to talk about today? Yes. There's been times when people have been wanting to offer me shows on their networks and stuff like that. And my opinion is, well, basically, I'm right here at AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, and there's archives on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. If you want to replay those archives, sure. We have an affiliate agreement that you can fill out, and it's free. We'll provide you with the archives, the little affiliates page on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can download as many shows as you want, play them back to back, whatever. We have methodologies in place so that you can put the VinnieEastwoodShow.com anywhere. If you've got a radio station or a little internet network or anything like that, and you'd like some of the best episodes or anything you'd like, just contact me on the contact page at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com, and we'll send those on out to you. Because there's no specialization in this show, I want to actually explain to people my methodology with this show. Because it bears explaining, because very few people, in fact, nobody does this. First of all, cross-promotion. Extreme cross-promotion. That's what I want. I want people who are on different radio networks and in different countries and as much diversity as conceivably possible to bring them on, whether they be A-list guests that you'd expect to see on the major talk radio networks, or credible people like, I've even had, like, say, for example, Branko Milanovic from the World Bank's research division on the show. So we've got a good platform here, and it's been given to me by American Freedom Radio to do with what I wish. And what I wish to do with that is share it with as many people as possible. I have no speciality, and I don't do what's known as primary research, people who will go down to archives and such of that nature, or read through government documents. That's not what I feel like doing, basically. I never liked schoolwork in that sense. It doesn't mean I can't read. I can read with the best of them. I just don't prefer it. It's not my preferred means of communication. Talking and listening is my preferred means of communication. The reason why this is, and the reason why I get along with so many different people and in so many different areas, different industries, is because I try to find what I can agree with people on. And if there's something I disagree with them on, I'll try and leave that for another time. Now, that's in general. That doesn't mean that I don't expose somebody if they've shown themselves to be engaging in copious quantities of scumbaggery. However, it doesn't mean also that I will just flippantly go off at somebody. Not the idea of the show. The idea of the show is to provide that kind of like a rest stop, if you will, for people who are traveling the road of truth. Because there's a lot of real terrible things that we're exposed to, particularly those people who are doing the primary research, who have been in those situations where they're being shot at and things like that. We open the show with tell us who you are and what it is you do. And beyond that, let's just pretend that we're sitting at a cafe talking with somebody of a like mind. And the guests can discuss anything they're passionate about. And I encourage them to plug their websites, products, services on air. Because we get there's a lot of need for the truth movement, I feel, to break into the business industry in a very serious sense, to take those advertising dollars away from mainstream media, and sure enough, we are. But more to the point of fact, the mainstream media is simply becoming ineffective at selling its products to the public because nobody believes anything they've got to say anymore. Mainstream media says the sky is blue. You'd have to look out your window to make sure. This idea that I have about the truth of business network, the truth of social network, the truth of school, the scumbaggery report, where I've got a whole bunch of things. Like, you know how the New World Order works, how they've got a whole bunch of interlocking agendas, okay? And they set up these apparatus, and they kind of function relatively independently, but they're still capable of being controlled from the top down. So they've got it in the medical industry, they've got it in this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Well, my vision is to create methodology systems and networks of people that will sit there and do their work completely independent of each other, no centralized command, nobody telling them what to do. And everybody just listening and using the free association of ideas. You just incidentally have access to a much larger platform where your voice is given amplification, where you will be given, say, a platform like Guerrilla Media to post your blog articles. And if you've already got your own blog, we'll post your RSS feed. So automatically, all of those blogs that you post on your own website will come up on Guerrilla Media almost instantaneously, and they will be instantly published on Guerrilla Media's Twitter feed and on my Facebook page. So I want to give access to my I'm building an audience so that I can give access to that audience to anybody, quite literally anybody. I'm not very up with researching people before I get into them. I act in good faith, and I conduct the interviews as though that person is telling me what they believe to be true. I may not believe it, but they do, and they should have a right to express it. And that's what I want to do. I just want to listen to people. because there's so many things that are being said that sometimes we find that we're not listening at all. We're just waiting for our turn to speak and not paying attention. Whereas I feel that the mainstream media has not been giving attention where it is due for quite some time, and the result of this being an increasingly dumbed down society. I was hanging out with my friend Jono last night, and we were watching a little bit of the protest that we did at the vitamin C thing, and basically what I did was just kind of, you know, off the cuff, I sat there, I stood there in front of the vitamin C banner, talked about the medical industry, talked about the case, and then I went and interviewed these people at the protest who I'm familiar with, most of them, and asked them what they were doing there and whatever questions came to mind, and then put them all together, and then it's a 28-minute 720 HD video, virtually unedited, where these people who are at the protest get a, like a full 7 or 8 minutes of them talking and sharing their views. Whereas if you were to look at how mainstream did it, that person, maybe one of the people, will get 30 seconds. Tops, usually 5, 10 even, if they're real lucky. You know, you don't have the ability to get across any information of value in such a short time frame, which is why I also incidentally give 2 hours to my guests. Usually, you know, if they can spare the time, because anybody who's met up with another truther randomly, if you don't know them, you'll find that you can talk for 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, depending on what your time constraints are. If you're sitting there and you're just having a drink or whatever, and you're having a few laughs, that conversation can go on all night. And they're the best people to hang out with. And I like to have that opportunity to bring people on, not ridiculously serious about everything. I want them to be free to laugh. That's why I tell jokes and things like that to keep the mood light, as well as attempt to ask them poignant questions and thoughts that occur to me while they're speaking, because I have yet to meet another truther, another researcher, another filmmaker, another radio show host who has talked and talked and talked and not given me something that I don't already know. You learn something from everybody in this movement because everybody has come to the truth in their own way. And I wish to expand and find out what each individual's truth truly is and give them the opportunity to say it without fear of judgment, of miscomprehension, and also be free of accusation. You ask questions to people. You say, is it true that you did this and this and this? Is it true? This person said it. I don't know if it's true or not. I come in to ask you. I think that's the most respectful way of approaching the truth, rather than, you did this, I have evidence. Nah, man, just ask people if it's true or not. And if it is true, they'll probably get all flustered and basically, they'll answer the question whether or not they like it. That's the beauty of the question. That's why being in the media is such a powerful thing. If you ask the right questions, you can get pretty much any response that you really, really require to maintain your peace of mind, at least. This is how you ambush politicians and stuff like that. You ask them questions that force a denial. Now, also, on top of just doing this show, I want to advise people that I'm not just a radio show host. I'm also a filmmaker. I'm also an activist and a protester and a comedian and a musician and a chef and blah, 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 blah. You know, there's umpteen different things that I do and come up with and create and this kind of thing. which is the reason why my circle of contacts is so diverse in the first place, because my interests and my talents and skills are also remarkably diverse. And it didn't happen in isolation either. I picked up all of these things because of these people that I talk to, because of these people that I listen to. And it fills me with pride that I'm able to give that person something that they don't have. Some media coverage. Even if it's small, it's better than nothing. Even if we don't win this fight, even if everybody just goes belly up and rolls over and gives up, at least I got to talk to all the people that are on the front lines. You know, I can guarantee if I go to a New Zealand FEMA camp here, it'll be like a reunion. Everybody I know will be there. You know, like in the final scene of the Titanic or something. You know, that's the idea. We're all in this together, and it matters not what the outcome is. Previous generations sacrificed their lives for us. Founding fathers put their lives and their fortunes on the line so that future generations could enjoy freedom and liberty. People went over to fight Nazi Germany because they believed that they were also preserving freedom and liberty against a world brinking on the verge of tyranny. And now it's our turn. But unlike all those previous things before, the truth and its core and its history and its eclectic mix is being revealed. So this may be the last time that people will ever have to resist tyranny, for the methodologies are capable of being put in place so that tyranny will never rear its ugly head ever again. That's my hope. That's my dream. And this radio show is simply one part of that embodiment. And I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sending me all these guest suggestions, for flicking me all these emails. It makes my job easy. This job is not hard. This radio show, believe me when I tell you, I may produce a lot of work, but it's actually easy. And you make it easy for me. Everybody plays their part, and I'm just playing mine. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, 218-339-8525. Back in a minute.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
The Ten Commandments. Here's my problem. Why are there ten? I think the list of commandments was deliberately and artificially inflated to get it up to ten. Here's what they did. About 5,000 years ago, a bunch of religious and political hustlers got together to try to figure out how to control people, how to keep them in line. They knew people were basically stupid and would believe anything they were told, so they announced that God had given them some commandments. Up on a mountain, when no one was around, God had given them the Ten Commandments. Why ten? Why not nine or 11? I'll tell you why. Because 10 sounds official. They knew if it was 11, people wouldn't take it seriously. It's a political document artificially inflated to sell better. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's a decade at the top 10, the 10 most wanted, the 10 best dressed. So having 10 commandments was really a marketing decision.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Hey everybody, this is Fabian for Liberty. You can join me every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time only on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back to the show where you don't know which way it's going to go. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where everybody has an incandescent light bulb part-time job on behalf of Fukushima, and by government mandate as well by our Prime Minister John Key, the former Federal Reserve Banker in charge of derivatives. Don't you just love that? Same scumbags pop up everywhere, don't they? But also, I wanted to address something that Lindsay Williams and a number of others have said on the show, and of course others, about whether or not we're going to win. Are we going to beat the New World Order? Is there going to be a mass awakening? Here's how you tell. Do you see people in the streets waving signs that say 9/11 was an inside job, or chemtrails kill on a daily basis? No. Do you see people protesting outside your hospitals, telling them and telling the patients going in there that these hospitals are very likely to kill them with their incredibly dangerous allopathic medicines and drugs? No. Do you see people protesting outside the White House every day calling for Barack Obama to be impeached because he's not a citizen of the United States, never was. No. There ain't going to be a wake-up. This is as best we got. And if you don't see those people waving that placards, and you'd like to, it means you're the one supposed to be waving that frickin' placard. Stop waiting for somebody else to do it for you. Jeepers creepers. You know, I've got radio shows and all these other responsibilities. Doesn't stop me from going out to protests occasionally and filming people and getting on the megaphone, stuff like that, exposing a little bit of scumbaggery. All right? It just takes your commitment. Do you want to survive? Do you want to see tyranny overthrown? If the answer is yes, then the next question is, what are you doing to effect that change? Please, find out whatever it is that you are passionate about, make that your issue. If you are passionate about listening to everybody, like I am, make that your issue. Stop waiting around for anybody else to tell you what to do or to organize a protest for you. Organize it yourself, even if you're the only one that turns up. I can guarantee you, if you've got a little placard sitting there that 9/11 is an inside job, you will have people driving past you and tooting because cars are also driven by truthers who are driving around all over the place. We're actually really everywhere, okay? You will be remarkably encouraged. As soon as you stick your sail up, that's when the truthers will start to be attracted to you, okay? It's the same methodology of dating, okay? If you're sitting at home by yourself, not trying to look for a date, you ain't going to get one. So if you're sitting at home listening to everybody else's content on radio and not creating your own and you want to have a radio show, you ain't going to have one. And there ain't a very big high bar out there, man. You've got recording devices of all natures that you can have access to that are cheap as chips, couple of bucks down at Radio Shack. You can record something on an iPod or an iPhone or anything like that, upload it as a podcast and start your own show. Just start. You don't have to know where it's going. You just have to know whether or not you can start. Have you got the equipment that's necessary? Okay? Most people don't have the stuff that I've got here. And I didn't have this when I started either. I had like nothing. I had like a computer and a camera and that was all I really needed. Went out there, started doing it. And bang, here we are on the most subscribed YouTube channel for news in New Zealand. Higher than all the mainstream media subscriptions by far. Because I tell the truth. I let people speak. I put up a diverse range of videos. You can go to my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, or just search Mr. News on YouTube. It comes up as the first result usually. You can search for any name you want, any topic you want, and the likelihood is there'll be something there on that very topic or that very person. I've interviewed a lot of people. Close on, and there are now 1,000 videos on that YouTube channel. Just went over 1,000 like yesterday. There's nearly 1 million views on that channel. Over 4,000 subscribers, and I'm one guy here in New Zealand simply listening to people and uploading it without doing a terribly large amount of editing primarily. Okay? Cut out the middleman. If you don't like the news station in your area, start your own. You'll start from scratch. You'll start with nothing, and it will be a struggle, and it might take many, many years before you get off the ground and you're capable of supporting yourself. But believe me when I tell you, the second you start living in the vein of truth, people show up for you. Because your reputation speaks for itself. People are willing to do things for you that they would never do for anybody else. Because you are doing something that they feel that very few others are doing. See what I'm saying? I mean, there was like 4 years back of being on the street, protesting, covering this, that, and the other, doing this radio show and others, where I was unable for that whole 4 years to even so much as afford a coffee at a cafe. Okay, I couldn't afford $3.50 for the better part of half a decade because of how hard it is sacrificing yourself for other people, financially speaking. Socially, it's incredibly rewarding, and I never had want for anything. I was always fed, and there were always people buying me coffees, you know, like my my auntie Veppi Kupinger from Radio Wātea, you know, these, and Jonathan Eisen from Uncensored Magazine. These are older activists who have been in the game for a long time, who see what I'm doing and want to support me in any way they can. If it's simply buying me a coffee every now and again, you'd be surprised how much that means to me. The people who subscribe to the show for $20 a month, that's, I'm blown away. Even though I do work really hard, even though I feel that I deserve it because I keep consistently producing better content and more content than most other people. And I am in the privileged position, and it's my opinion that when the elite, for example, who are in a privileged position, abdicated their responsibilities. If you're in a position of privilege, your responsibility is to pass on as much of that to other people as possible, not to accumulate it for yourself, not to lust after power and this kind of thing, but to help as many people as you can in any way you can. So, you know, for instance, replacing what is with what should be. You know how you tune into mainstream media every day and they've got one news story or two news stories or five or six, whatever. They're all the same on all the networks. They all repeat the exact same headlines from the exact same news source in pretty much the exact same way. And it's freaking dull. So how do you create a methodology in order to counteract that? Well, we do the Scumbaggery Report. I've got a little YouTube, a little Skype group full of fellow activists, radio show hosts, and things of that nature who have specialities in different areas ranging from 9/11 to natural health to financial terrorism, intelligence gathering, these kind of things. A big eclectic mix of different correspondents that I've met over the years who can basically, you give them a list of articles of the mainstream media headlines that day, they will be able to give you the full story on one of those articles in as little as 5 minutes. And that's the idea. You pop the articles in the Skype chat. Anybody who sees an article that they think they'd know something about, they grab it, read it, and then we do a quick 5 minute Skype call with a video or not. And then you can string all those together. Then you've got a half hour news program that's debunked the half-hour news of those useless scumbags in the mainstream media. Daily, easily, cheaply, and completely. That's the Scumbaggery Report. And so far, I've only done like one or two episodes of it. I've got to put more effort into it, basically. But yeah, that's an idea there. Also got the Vinnie Eastwood Radio Alliance. Now, there's many, many different networks who would who have had me on, and likewise, I've had many radio show hosts from other networks on this show because I like cross promotion. I like to see everybody everywhere and know what everybody's up to and introduce the listeners to new hosts and things like that. As I am, and so we create this. So I've created this little radio alliance to share contact information. So if I have a good guest or a big guest or something like that, I will give their, I'll ask them first, of course, whether or not they're okay with me sharing their email, phone number, Skype, contact info, whatever, with the Radio Alliance, if they have important information and they wanted to get it out in a media saturation capacity to over 20 different radio shows so that they can just be out there, just boom. And all of a sudden, when somebody Googles their name, you've got 20 different recent radio shows that they've done on different networks with different hosts. That's another thing that I want to do because that allows me to pass the buck. I can interview somebody and then allow them to grow much larger without me. And I get lots of big guests on the show that many of my other counterparts in radio, they wouldn't dream of getting. So, you know, I'll give them access to them. Why wouldn't I? You know, what have I got to gain by keeping it to myself? That's what I don't get. And also because I'm so generous like that, they're very generous with me. One of my radio show host mates gave me a $150 donation when I needed to move house into this new studio here. And he said the reason was because I helped him to start his radio show. I inspired him, and I came on his show for a couple of hours, and we had a good chat and that kind of thing, and he wanted to say thank you. You know? You give and give and give and give, and then you get back. Okay? You have to do a hell of a lot of giving, a hell of a lot, before you get anything back. And it's not tit for tat. Like, I don't give you one thing and then you give me one thing. I'll just give you something. Whatever. You do with it what you will. You can harness it. You can interview that person if you want to or not. Just give people abilities. That's the idea behind it, is to give other people the, well, basically the very fortunate contacts and stuff that I have. That's what networking, and particularly effective networking, is supposed to be about, is not only collaborating with others, but also if you don't really have anything in common with that person, but you know somebody that they would have something in common with, a good networker hooks those two people up. So you've created a relationship that you barely needed to participate in. You simply connect the two dots together, and then they to go off and create a picture. And this has happened so many times, it's not funny. I have known people over my years of doing this who are still doing the exact same thing today that they were back then. Because every time I give them access or do anything like that, not only do they never give me anything back, but they never change their methodologies. They don't link up with the people that I've introduced them to or something like that that might help them take in a different direction. And sure enough, they wind up going off, doing the same old thing and accomplishing nothing. It's the definition of insanity. And that's what the Radio Alliance is about. So if you're a radio show host and you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show, I know many do, because you're pretty cool and I'm pretty cool, you know, and we get along, yeah. Whatever, ego-stroking, then, you know, flick us a message and I'll add you into the Radio Alliance. You know, you can get some good contacts, both with other radio show hosts and of course, some of the great guests that we have on the show. And on top of that one, I'll talk about this after the break, but the Vinnie Eastwood social network, okay? Normally when you're on a social network, it's typing, it's pictures, it's this, that, and the other. What we do is just talking. Okay, talking through Skype, group conversations with truthers from all over the world. And you'd be surprised how fulfilling it is. Just having a chat with people of like mind when you get home at the end of the day. It's extraordinarily awesome. We'll be right back after the break. And it's 24 hours, by the way. You can just join a call at any point. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, You're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000, and gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Totally, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. As a result, you can do what you want with your own body and own the product of your labor. The implication is that it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone else or their property, because to do so is to violate their rights. Therefore, all human interactions should be free of force, fraud, and coercion, and people should be free to exercise their rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. When you learned don't hit and don't steal, it wasn't unless you work for the government. When you learned thou shalt not kill, it wasn't unless your dear leader gives you a gun and a uniform and a one-way ticket to the other side of the world. Government is force, an opinion with a gun, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but with knowledge, philosophy, and technology, we are empowering ourselves and each other to have the courage to move past the paradigm of statism and restrain government to only moral uses of force, at least until we replace it with the cooperative free market solutions that will soon render it obsolete.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Your frequency is ascending with Strange Universe Radio, the most popular internet program in the galaxy. Weeknight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time with your host, Sean David Morton.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, Anfidela. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
Going out everywhere, man. Broadcasting from New Zealand and then being relayed over to the United States through a studio in Austin, Texas, and being listened to people in the Uber Kingdom in England where it's the middle of the night and right here it's the middle of the morning. God, you got to love technology. And there's another point. If you got technology, use it, okay? If a war changes, you've got to start using the weapons of the new war. The war now that we're fighting here isn't fought with guns or knives. It's fought with intelligence. It's fought with replication technologies, microphones, cameras, things of that nature. Because, well, and as well as guns, as well as herbal products, there's a war going on against everybody, everywhere, in every sense of the word. That is the reality of it. The unfortunate but undeniable reality is that if you stop using tools that are effective, you're soon going to find yourself ineffective, surprisingly enough. And so when people say, oh, I don't want to use Facebook because it's traced, and I don't want to use this, blah, 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 they already spy on all your emails. They already listen to your phone calls. It's all aggregated in the digital capturing satellite relay project echelon, deep underground military base, frickin' water cooled with liquid nitrogen core type technology all over the place. Anyway, what are you up to lose? You know, the thing that happens is you get contacted by other people who really, really want to listen to you and the things that you have to say, and you start building relationships, and you start putting people out there. You start setting up groups. You start using it to organize protests and things of that nature. So what if the enemy can see it? The enemy sees you actually taking action, and it scares the bejesus out of them. It's when you don't use anything. It's when you don't do anything at all. That's when they're happy about it. That's when they're happy about it. I think that people have got this fear complex. Now, you may have had attempts on your life. You may have been assaulted or been very, what would the word be? You would have been intimidated. And this has actually happened to a lot of people that I've met, a lot of truthers. And as a result, you curb your behavior in certain ways. You curb who you associate with. You become very careful. And you ensure that your life is not populated with these things that you've seen before happen and these things that you don't want to see to happen to other people. Now, in my case, that would probably be getting arrested. You don't want to be arrested. Okay, trust me on this. Don't go out and experiment, you know. Trust me, you don't want to be arrested. It's just that simple. Having your freedom taken off, you being put in handcuffs and then put in a cell for hours on end and not knowing what the heck is going on isn't fun. If that was all that happened to you, the psychological effects and the trauma that you go through it's unfathomable to anybody who hasn't ever been slapped in handcuffs. And, you know, if you are, on the other hand, somebody who's absolutely reckless, don't be stupid with your recklessness. Don't just get arrested for no reason, protesting something when you've only got you and a couple of other people there. You're all just going to go to the slammer and your protest's going to be over, you know. Figure out what your battle plan is. Have a strategy. Don't just go, I'm going to go get arrested today and protest of this, that, and the other. What are you going to achieve? You're going to tie up hours, resources, and what have you, not only of your own, but of the government as well. You know, and I don't understand. I don't understand. Why would you spend all your time sitting around in a cell doing nothing when you could be outside of that cell producing videos of the event itself and reasonable commentary about it? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. I've got the idea, of course, I wanted to get into this, sorry, the social network, the Vinnie Eastwood social network. So every day after the show, and in fact, it's kind of 24 hours at this point, if you join the Vinnie Eastwood show social network through Skype, you just get on your Skype there, and add my Skype account. We'll be putting them in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. It's vincent.eastwood, vincent.eastwood, full word and name and what have you. So yeah, you just add me on there, and then after the end of the show or whatever, if you send me a little message with that and tell me that you want to join the social network, just so you can like call up and take part in the group chats that we have with listeners and all of that kind of stuff, I'll add you in there. And whenever we're having a chat or anything like that, little messages will pop up on the on that group, and so you'll be aware that there's a call going on, and you can join or not join. You can be on video, or you can just sit there and listen, as happens regularly with a lot of people. At the end of the day, if you get home and you've got nobody around who's going to listen to you, and you've got nobody to talk to about this crap that we all go through, it's inherently frustrating and it's difficult to deal with. On the other hand, if you, like I do, try to seek out people of like mind with no particular intention other than just the fact that I know that if I'm around people who know what I'm talking about and what have you, then it's fine. We usually don't have too many arguments, and we just basically have a lot of fun. And because you're in your home, you could be in any kind of condition on the other end. You could be doing the dishes. You could be looking after the kids. You know, and Baxi and Ange from Charisma Designs, you can see the banner on the Vinnie Easter show, they often have their kids join in on the calls and stuff like that. And they're like, hi, Vinnie! Like, yeah, hi, guys. it's classic. And the point is, it's real, okay? And it's been described many times that this is the real radio show, the Vinnie Easter Social Network. This is the most entertaining part of it. And because we're kind of taking it 24 hours, it means that no matter what time zone you're in, you'll be able to join up and have a good laugh when you get home from the office, or even if you're up late at night, or if you're stressed out about something or whatever and you want to join the call and start whinging about whatever. You know, who cares? Who cares? If you're a truther, you've probably got personal responsibility. And if you're going to be talking with other people and what have you, you're not going to be a knob, are you? Are you? Just be cool, man. And everybody's, you know, friends here. And not to mention, there's a vetting process. Namely, in order to have heard of the Vinnie Eastwood Social Network, you probably would have had to listen to a few episodes of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And in order to listen to this show, by goodness, you have to be tolerant. Yeah, I'm serious about that, eh? There's so many things that I discuss on this show that nobody else will touch. It's because, I don't know, they think that they'll lose credibility by just talking about things that have happened or whatever. I understand that because there's certain things that offend everybody, certain things that only a few people will really listen to, and then you get little cryptic radio shows and stuff like that, like I don't know, the voice of Satan or whatever it is, you know, catering to those little groups, whereas I just try to cater to everybody. And so when you join the social network on Skype, that's the kind of people that you will be exposed to, kind of people who are kind of more accepting and more than willing to have a few laughs, who are also deep thinkers, who are also usually creative people, people who've got hobbies, habits, interesting experiences over their lives, large amounts of research and knowledge behind them, things like that. Like you may have heard the Greek call into the show on occasion, and he just lays out knowledge that is paradigm changing to no end. And he comes on the Vinnie Eastwood Social Network, and there's going to be some cases we'll be just sitting there listening to him for like 3-4 hours or something, because he's capable of just laying out more and more and more. And you wouldn't have that experience if all you did was just listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show. And I feel sorry for you, people who are not part of the social network. Seriously, it's real awesome. And you make calls are now happening independent of me. Just people go like, hey, I like this person, you know. Let's just have a call and have a chat and with somebody on the different side of the world. It's taking it to the next level, okay? That's what I'm all about, taking things to the next level. Wherever we are now, it matters not. We need to be getting bigger, better, badder. All up in the grill of the New World Order system. They want us to be disparate and disconnected, so let's band together. They want us to focus on what's different about each other. Well, let's focus on the things that we all have in common, okay? We can discuss all those other things another time. I would prefer a time when we've overthrown the New World Order and we're not facing subsequent extermination and or enslavement at the hands of the most ruthless group of powerful psychopaths that the world has ever known throughout the entirety of history. You listen to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. She invited me to try this product called the RNA Drops, and within 12 hours of taking them, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And I have since watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops today at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. There are only a few hundred bottles available, so hurry now. RNA Drops.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control. Unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficits. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
The New Life Expos invites you to join us October 6th through 13th for the first Expo at Sea as intuitive readers, healers, exhibitors, and speakers take you on a journey to the Western Caribbean. People like Daniel Brinkley, Dr. Carl Kalaman, Susan Shumsky, Harrison Klein, Grandmother Araujo, Mark Becker, Jill Dane, Marie St. Germain, Alan Steinfeld, Stacey Breeze, Victoria of Light, and of course me, the Sean. Imagine being in an Expo community for 7 glorious days and 6 mysterious nights where you enter a world of unlimited possibilities, practice yoga, enjoy vegetarian food, participate in sacred ceremonies with Mayan elders and explore the temples and pyramids of the Mayan Riviera, Tulum, Belize, Roatan, the Grand Caymans. Space is limited and special rates on this website will expire soon. Register now at newlifecruise.com. That's newlifecruise.com. And mention the Sean and Strange Universe Radio and receive a free guided meditation CD. Don't miss this amazing event as we sail into higher consciousness and a new beginning in 2012. I'll be there.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Talk Radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, the island paradise, where chemtrails are affecting the lungs of even my very special guest, Penny Bright. Welcome, Penny.
I think at this stage, my voice, it's not affected so much by chemtrails as the flu, but however, yeah.
Well, Penny, you just did a whole bunch of stuff yesterday with Leon Panetta, the Secretary of the United States, who just visited here. I'd like you to talk about that a little bit. And also I want to talk about why you were pretty much the only one out there.
Yes. Well, I mean, given that this is arguably the most significant visit in 30 years, I mean, this is the U.S. Secretary of Defense, and he's now announced that New Zealand are now going to be allowed to have our ships visit. He's dropped the ban on New Zealand naval ships entering US ports, which is supposed to be a really big deal. Yeah, I mean, and I think people should have been out in their hundreds. But, yeah, well, but basically it was me and my friend Jack, who, in the absence of anybody else appearing to have done anything, we just were on the side of the angels, and it just so happened that the time that we picked to hold a protest from 1 till 3 outside the entrance of the War Memorial in Auckland just happened to coincide with the time he was actually there, which was 2:45, so how is that a synchronicity? Because what was happening is you couldn't get a copy of the itinerary, it was all top secret. But just Googling, the wonderful Google, found out that after he arrived, Panetta was going to be given a reception at Auckland Government House, and then at some stage he was going to be laying a wreath at the Auckland Hall of Memories. So, of course, I ring the Auckland Hall of Memories, and it's all top secret, and they can't tell me when he's going to be there. So that old bugger, it will just go from 1 till 3. And then someone from the media, who probably spoke slightly out of turn, confirmed that, yes, he was going to be there at 2:45. So it couldn't have worked out better. Beautiful, fine Auckland day. Able to park my car really close, because that's always a thing when you've got all your gear, where you're going to park your car.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Yeah, so we set up with, of course, the famous banner stands, which means that you can have two people and four banners.
And Penny, can you actually explain to people those banner stands? I'll do it. Basically, what Penny's done, ladies and gentlemen, is she got some buckets, poured concrete into them with two PVC pipes in there, so you can stick a pole in on either one of them. And because they're concrete and they're in buckets and they're shaped the way they are, you can use those as your banner stands, and you don't have to hold them up. You can do. Remember that time, Penny, we were outside. What was it? TVNZ Studios. Doing a swine flu protest with the banner stand sitting up there, and you had the two little fold-out chairs that we were sitting in, protesting au naturel?
Well, that's right. Protesting's never been more easy. Because I have to say, as you get older, you get more into energy conservation, namely your own. But, so the thing is, you secure the banner stand, you've got your banners there. So we had four banners, and what was brilliant was that the entourage, you know, first of all, you get all the cops on the motorbikes and flashing bloody lights and all the rest of it, and then they slowly turn round the corner. Well, they couldn't miss the four banners, so you've got, you know, top brass and army uniform looking at one guy, the car had Navy written on it. He almost did like this exorcist thing where he swung round with his head to have a good look. The first banner was the famous morph of George Bush into Barack Obama, saying, different faces but same old pro-war, pro-big business USA policies, you know. So that was a bit of a face slapper. And then, of course, tying in John Key had the big picture of John Key, once a Wall Street bankster, always a Wall Street bankster, and again explaining that in the year 2000, John Key was a foreign exchange advisor to the New York Federal Reserve. And then the next one, which is my favourite, is the one, the key thing in life is sincerity. Once you can fake that, you've got it made, with this big picture of John Key, and he's got a Merrill Lynch tattoo on his head, on his forehead, and a big dollar sign tattooed on his chin. And then the last one was the famous Tui billboard banner, which said, John Key's not looking after his own and his corporate mates' interests. He's looking after the public. Yeah, right. So that was those were the four banners, and it was just brilliant because we got them going in and we got them coming out. And TV One, to their credit, took photos of that because as they filmed the entourage going in, they actually did a close up of the banner on national TV, that the Bush Obama morph, and you could read exactly what the banner said. So we seized the moment, we gave it a good shake, and we made national TV. But it was enough.
Now, there should be a bunch more people there. I mean, as we've said before, this is a pretty significant visit, like one of the most significant in recent history, really. And yet, the people who you'd expect to be there were not.
Well, I'm in a blinding state of confusion as to what on earth that's all about. I mean, normally, who's played a leading role in helping to organise any form of anti-war protest is Global Peace and Justice Auckland. But, a What's On column came out. Nothing was organised. So, no, you know, in terms of, Global Peace and Justice, the Mana movement, so-called socialist Aotearoa, the students, the women, the peace movement. I mean, I just think, nobody else had organised anything. And I mean, there should have been hundreds of us there. But anyway, never mind. Some of us were there. And I know that the feedback we've been getting is that there would have been other people there if they'd had maybe a bit more notice. But what's very interesting is trying to help publicise it, because I only called in a couple of hours. That's having a short call is always difficult to get people there. And it was during the day, which is tricky if people are working. But couldn't post on Facebook. I couldn't put the post up on my own Facebook page. I couldn't post it up on the Facebook page of other activists, which I thought was significant. And anyway, someone helped me out by, just changing the wording a little bit and putting it back on my page. But again, it's a short call. And so you just got to do what you can with what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's also been a little bit of controversy around Occupy in New Zealand is a not for sale movement, where you've been lambasted by people just mentioned previously. Would you be willing to divulge anything about that, or is it not appropriate?
No, I will, because being a veteran activist since I was 18, and I'm now my 58th year. I mean, I've never been subjected to such filthy defamatory attack in my life. And basically, I just want people to be aware that if you get people who come from nowhere with no proven track record as activists, and they make a beeline for policy or any means of getting the message out, like websites or Facebook page or whatever, just exercise a bit of due diligence, because in my view, you own nothing to hide, nothing to fear. And if anyone's had a background in the activist movement, well, if you Google somebody's name, and beware if they don't want to give you their name, or if they want to use more than one name for no apparent reason, ding, 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 ding. And you just need to exercise a bit of due diligence, because I was very concerned about this American woman, Miss Linda Ann Wright, who came from nowhere and appeared at Occupy Auckland. And, I mean, she told me to, you know, so this is direct, that both her parents had been ex-US Marines, and the only men in her life had ever been US Marines. So I'm going, And the reason why I was thinking, was because my father, he joined the British Army when he was 17, and he was actually in Palestine in 1949. And what happened was that when he came back to New Zealand and he worked at Dunlop's rubber factory, because of his military background, he was approached by the SIS and asked whether or not he would be prepared to spy on the rubber workers' union. And my father declined, but he passed that on to me. I'm thinking, okay. And, of course, the very famous story of Rob Gilchrist, who was the SIS informant in the animal rights movement, whose girlfriend was, or former girlfriend, was the one who potted him in the end. He'd had an army background for about 7 years, and he was well and truly absolutely intertwined in that activist movement. And but, I mean, if I'd known that he'd had an army background, because I didn't, I mean, I would have been suspicious. It's just that it's just common sense. You know, use a bit of due diligence. But, I mean, I think that it's fair enough to ask people, what is your track record? Can you provide any referees? Can you, you know, if you're, you know, you're 41 years of age and you want to start running sort of training camps for activists, well, what's your activist background that people can learn from? And, yeah, so what really concerned me was that with the Aotearoa's Not For Sale group, what happened was we had voted on our policy at, you know, it was that my suggestion was that what we should do is be very focused in the campaign to help stop the sell-off of Mighty River Power, which is the first of the electricity state-owned assets that the government wanted to sell off. And so we voted at Aotearoa's Not For Sale and agreed that, yes, we were going to try and get the Mighty River Power asset sale declared an unethical, socially and fiscally irresponsible investment, that to encourage people to pledge not to invest in Mighty River Power and to try to encourage thousands of people to switch off Mercury Energy, which is 100% owned by Mighty River Power, so that their profits would drop and make the proposed investment very unattractive. So we voted on that at the meeting. We voted on that on the street at the big march on the 14th of July. And then what happened was, it's like, clunk, the ball was dropped. And what happened was we'd had this wonderful leaflet that was being distributed in its hundreds on the 14th of July protest, which was encouraging people to join the boycott of Mighty River Power by switching off Mercury Energy, very well received, and it was a major organising tool. Well, this Linda had set up the website Aotearoa is Not For Sale, and when I asked her, and I said, well, could you please put the leaflet up there so people could download it? No, she says, it's got to go through an editorial board first. And I said, well, where are the minutes? Were we ever agreed to do that? And why on earth would you go to put back through the egg timer for moderation, a leaflet that's already really good and it's already been distributed out in the street? Why would you do that? Anyway, I said, well, who are these people? And she said, oh, I'll introduce you at the next meeting. But really obstructive about trying to put this leaflet up on a website that's supposed to be helping to push our agreed line, okay? So in the end, oh, I just got, I was very unhappy. And so what I did, helped get a bit of research done on dear old Linda. And then we find out that you can actually check information about a website. And then we find out that Aotearoa is Not For Sale track back to occupydemocracy.co.nz via Germany, back to Linda Enright's own private company, Consensus Limited. And of course, you just go to the company's office and you find information about Consensus Limited, which included amongst its stated aims to minimise risk to business. Well, you think, this is slightly odd, especially when this woman's now purporting to be a socialist. How are you pro-business and anti-business? How the hell does that work? So anyway, what happened was, in the end, I basically potted her. And what I did, I blind copied to a number of activists my hard questions, which she'd never answered, because I wanted to know, why did she use two names, Linda Ann Wright and Linda Miller? Who were her clients at Consensus Limited? Who was getting this information? Because I've got a friend who's very experienced in matters concerning websites and information, and a lot of people use the same password. So if you've got this website set up, which is acting like a drift net to get various activists to come in to the official organising group, and you give your information. Well, what's happening with that information? And where I'm really concerned about that one is with the huge campaign against the swine flu scam back in 2009, and you know about that because, I mean, you were the one that got me interested in that issue in the first place. And I end up being, a very close friend and ally with Jane Burgermeister, who is, you know, the Austrian Irish investigative journalist who sort of set the world on fire by taking criminal charges against Baxter, the company that somehow in a top-level biosecurity laboratory managed to mix up live bird flu with a seasonal flu virus. And, of course, Jane also filed criminal charges against the Director General of the World Health Organization. You know, pretty gutsy, cheeky stuff. Well, what happened was various people offered to help Jane Burgermeister. They sort of inveigled their way on. Of course, you know, you're trusting, you want people to help, and next minute they turn against you. And one of the key women there was an American woman called Joanne Creamer, and I did a little bit of research on her, and she had a US Air Force background. And in the end, I mean, with the various international activists against the swine flu scam, I mean, I just realised we had to act in a very decisive way, and it was time to prune off the deadwood. And so I said, I don't believe that we should have anything more to do with A, B, C, D, and E. Cut, you know, just have nothing more to do with them, prune off the deadwood, and let's carry on, which is what we did. But then what happened with Jane Burgermeister, a guy called Johan Nicholson, offered to set up a website, which he did. Well, then he used it against her. Jane couldn't end up accessing her own website. And then there was this outrageous post saying, oh, worse to the effect, oh, basically we just have to sort of kill off the 10,000 most sort of powerful people in the world and sort of we'll all be fine. And it's a really inflammatory post which could then be used as an excuse to clamp down on everyone. Well, what happened with Linda Ann White? Oh, this is some months ago now with the Aotearoa's Not For Sale website. What she did was talk about the need for spring training activist camps, and I don't want a bar of this, I said. No way, because Aotearoa is not for sale. It wasn't an activist group. It was a broad-based coalition group involving a number of different groups from a number of different political parties and organisations. And, I mean, where the hell did that come from? So, you know, ding, 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 beware. So what happened was...
Penny, we're coming to break. And there was a meeting that I wanted to discuss as well after the break that Jonathan Eisen and Catherine Smith attended, where you were calling this information out and having a proven track record yourself and having known these people from Socialist Aotearoa and John Minto and all the other socialists here in New Zealand, you'd think they'd at least give you some kind of modicum of respect. But the way I hear it and the way you've told me, John and Kath have told me, you were simply lambasted and your questions were never answered. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the show that's all about Stalinistic triumphs.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many of you know, I promote my bullion business, Drockton Bullion, on a regular basis. I created Drockton Bullion to make sure that you were prepared for the economic collapse that will shortly befall not just the United States, but literally the entire globe. As you know, silver has increased in value almost 1,000% since 2000. And gold has gone up at least 600%. Drockton Bullion specializes in helping you find everything from 90% silver coins that were minted before 1964, 0.999% pure
silver rounds, silver eagles, gold bars, gold coins, and everything else that you need for your bullion needs. But more importantly, you get me, Paul Drockton, to consult with, to talk with, to help you, to guide you through the purchasing process. Clearly, Drockton Bullion has made millions in sales, my friends. We know what we're doing, and we can help you.
Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the head. Apparently we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. We're too busy thinking around, sitting around trying to think up ways to kill each other. Here's one we came up with. It's efficient, too. Genocide. You know? Killing large numbers of people simply because they don't look like you, they don't talk like you, and they don't have the same kind of hats you do. You ever notice that anytime you see two groups of people who really hate each other, chances are good they're wearing different kind of hats. Keep an eye on that. It might be important.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
End of my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. I know I care about is sex and violence, and every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let you give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I mentioned, of course, that I don't like lambasting activists or exposing dirty laundry or things like that. I don't do it, generally speaking, unless they've done something that is unconscionable, unforgivable, and shows a side of their character that is unforgivable. And what has been done to Penny Bright by socialist Aotearoa leader and Joe Carolan and John Minto, Mike Treen, and of course some of the Occupy people fits in that category. And this is the only time when I will actually come out and talk about these issues with people is if I feel that the truth about the situation must be known and can't be accomplished any other way. So, Penny, if you would divulge what happened in that meeting that we alluded to earlier, I'd be much obliged.
Right. Well, what happened was this was Thursday, the 16th of August, and it was the most undemocratic kangaroo court that I've ever been subjected to in my life. What happened was there was this open letter which contained a number of untruths and defamatory statements, which I had never seen beforehand. The vote was taken at the meeting to give this letter to me. I was given 3 minutes to reply to these allegations. So all the basic principles of you know, a fair hearing, your right to know exactly what it is you're charged with and your chance to, you know, defend yourself in a proper way, there was none of that. And all I could think was, oh, my God, I've never been treated in this way by police, by local or central government. Good grief, these are people that want a better society, and this is the way that they act. God, I think I'd rather have what we got now, actually. But anyway, so what happened was, it's just that people didn't quite get the difference between transparency and privacy, because what had happened was I had, like I say, got information that was available in the public domain, and what I had sent out out was these questions to Linda, saying that I was available to discuss this matter at any time with anybody who was interested. I always made myself available, you know, to meet with anyone face-to-face, and I wanted to know, one, why Linda had been so obstructive about putting the Boycott Mighty River leaflet, our main organising tool, up on the Aotearoa's Not For Sale website. Why did the Aotearoa's Not For Sale website link back to her private company, Consented Limited, which had a stated aim to minimise risk to business? I wanted to know, what are you doing with all this information you're collecting about activists, Linda, and who are your Consented Limited clients? And I'm speaking as someone who, 31 years ago in 1981, I was outed as a subversive by the SIS in the Anti-Springbok Tour campaign. There was a list of 15 people, 8 subversives and 7 radicals. John Minto was named as a radical. I was named as a subversive. So in terms of the state forces in New Zealand, it seems pretty clear they know which side of the fence I'm on. And I haven't been a member of any political party for 25 years. And, but the SIS still won't give me my file back, which means obviously it's still active and they're still keeping an eye on me. So arguably I'm doing something right, wouldn't you think? Anyway, so for other people to say that, like, I'm an enemy of the people, well, which people? You know, who are you lining up with? So what happened was at this meeting, there were 3 options that people could vote on. One was to completely exclude me from Aotearoa's Not For Sale. And I was one of the most active activists in that campaign. That's a fact, you know. So they could exclude me completely, or I could have like a 3-month stand-down period, or the third option was I could apologise to Linda. And it's like, excuse me, I will apologise to nobody when I've just asked a number of hard questions which have never been replied to. And John Eisen, the question that he raised was, well, is this information that Penny's provided about Linda, is it factual? And the person who was acting as the convener, it's like she did a double take, like someone slapped the face, and she said, oh, it's not relevant. And John says, I think it is. And of course it's relevant. You know, how is it wrong to tell the truth when there's some serious issues here and they're not being replied to? So what happened was, I will stick up for myself and I had a go about how unfair the process was. I said, well, when do I get a chance to reply to the allegations in this letter? And of course, what ends up happening is that, because also while Linda was there, I asked her, who are your clients for Consensus Limited? She just put her head down and this howl comes up from the group, like I'm attacking her privacy. No, I'm not. But they just didn't get it, the difference between transparency and privacy. And Joe Carolyn, in a disgraceful display, compared me with Paula Bennett. He said, oh, your initials are the same. You did what Paula Bennett did when she released this private information.
Whoa. He said, your initials are the same, ergo you're corrupt as she.
I'd attacked her privacy, and I was basically as bad as Paula Bennett. And then had a go at me because I was getting my money from unearned income, because I get money from flatmates, that's how I live. Well, I've never made a secret about that. I'm not on a benefit or anything, because I have flatmates who choose to live in my house, no one's making them, and that's the money you get to live off. Well, my understanding is that Friedrich...
How did you earn the money to pay off that house, Penny?
I worked quite hard, actually. And I was lucky because interest rates came down, but, I mean, I don't know...
Didn't you used to be, like, a welding instructor or something?
Yes, I was, and I've worked hard, and I've saved my money, but anyway, the point is that I just said that's a low shot. And I just thought that was disgraceful. But anyway, moving on. So what happened was there ended up being this this vote. 15 hands went up to exclude me, and 11 votes were for me to apologise to Linda. So I picked up my stuff and I walked out. And Joe Carroll says, oh, I think you've still got some property that belongs to us. And I said, yes, badges, and I will return them. And so about an hour later, I came back because for the 14th of July, March, I know it's really, badges are really important, that they're a really good way of getting money. So I'd been one of the people quite active in getting these badges made, and we ended up making about $600 to help pay some bills, etc. And I've made these banner sash things, and I thought, I can't be bothered bloody undoing all this. So I just put both the banner sashes with all the badges back in a cardboard box, knocked on the door, went back into the meeting, put the badges on the table, and I said, here's your badges. I said, carry on with your kangaroo court. Turned around and walked out. And
I just got to inform you at this point, I get so many comments and emails of people that have watched the videos that I've done of you and the radio shows and stuff like that. They go, God, I love this woman, you know, and it's that exact reason. Enjoy your kangaroo court. And I walked out.
Well, I mean, it was outrageous. But you see, the background to this was that basically Aotearoa Is Not For Sale, which is a board-based coalition group, hadn't been meeting. And it's like we'd had this marvellous march on the 14th of July. We'd voted on the street and there were people keen as mustard to get on with switching off Mercury Energy, which is the main thing that I was focused on, and we're not meeting. And I think part of the thing with United Front politics is that how it works is you have in a United Front, you have different component groups, but one group or some people in one group can't make decisions for a broader base group. That's not democratic. And I think that's been the root cause of the problem, that there have been very blurred lines of demarcation and there's been some very undemocratic decision-making. But basically, like, oh, you know, Socialist Aotearoa, they met on a regular, used to meet on a regular basis on a Thursday night at the Unite office, and then that night was used by Aotearoa Is Not For Sale. And then a decision was made, oh, well, we'll just get back to Thursday night meetings for Socialist Aotearoa. And it's sort of like, I had a bit of a spat with Joe. Well, hello, where's the democracy there? When did Aotearoa Is Not For Sale decide not to meet on a Thursday night? Anyway, we had to sort it out, because, I mean, my way is to deal with people one-to-one, and that's what I tried to do with Linda. And it's only when I got no response and I kept being blocked, that's when I took things further. So what I tried to do over about 3 weeks was to get back to a new meeting night on a regular basis, and that's I managed to get the Greyland Community Centre. But, I mean, I've done things in a proper and democratic way. We've got minutes in a proper way. And so what happened was on the 15th of August, we set up a new group called Switch Off Mercury Energy, and we're trying to get 100,000 people to switch off Mercury Energy. We have elected people as media spokespeople, elected people running the website, elected people running the Facebook page. We're doing things in a proper way, totally unlike this other Mickey Mouse outfit. And so basically, I mean, we've picked up the ball and carrying on with the campaign. So anyway, that's the guts of it. But what happened was, to cut to the chase, what happened was I ended up contacting a top international security consultant because I wanted another opinion, which was basically, had I been responsible for vicious personal attacks, or just had I asked reasonable, hard questions, and was it a legitimate question to ask why a website for Aotearoa Is Not For Sale tracked back to Linda Ann Wright's private company Consensus Limited, which had as a stated aim minimising risk to business? And given that this woman's come from nowhere with no previous track record as any form of political, social justice or human rights activist, but as an IT specialist consultant, business consultant, both parents are ex-US Marines and the only men in her life who have ever been US Marines, and the response I got, I can't give this person's name directly, but I can quote as an international security consultant. And the response was, I do not know anything about Linda, but would not be too concerned about her connections to US Marines. Her business interests are noteworthy as you describe them below, and your questions to her are pretty direct. I gather she has not answered them, so that is a reason for concern if indeed she is using the site to collect information on people. it might pay to have an open meeting of the members in order to discuss her possible conflict of interest, i.e. minimising risk to business while opposing asset sales, while purporting to be a socialist. The way you can air your concerns and she can respond or not. That way you can air your concerns and she can respond or not. I never did figure out who the editorial team are. As a worst-case scenario, she could be working for the cops to gather intel on the group's activities, intentions, etc., which is why an open debate might flush things out a bit. I'm sorry that I'm not further up with the plan with regards to this woman.
You simply need to tell the truth in order to find out what the real truth is, I've found. And if people aren't willing to listen, if they're not willing to answer the questions, then you know that the truth is not their objective. And then you've got to ask, what is?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, I have asked hard questions. I haven't had replies. And I mean, I've been treated as an absolute pariah. But, I mean, you know me. I will stick up for myself. But, I mean, I have had to take matters to the point of going to a meeting that was open to the public, and I've, you know, had someone say, like, me, oh, sorry, Penny, I'm going to have to ask you to leave this meeting. I'm saying, well, I'm not going. We'll call the cops and then we'll see who the revolutionaries are and put my foot down. And having been dragged out of I don't know how many bloody council meetings, people know that I meant it. And this idea, oh, we'll escort you out of the meeting. Anyone lays a hand on me, that'll be assault. And they know that you mean business, especially if the meeting's been open to the public. But I wasn't just going to sit there and have my good name, and I do have a good name, trashed. That's not on. That's not fair. I mean, when people's rights are under attack, stand up, fight back. How is it that doesn't apply to me? Bullshit. Anyway.
There's the FCC regulations to worry about that, Penny. but I have this feeling that counterintelligence programs that were developed during the 60s in order to spy on people, discredit people, and defuse movements, and if necessary, eliminate effective people, that system is here too, and it has not gone away.
Well, I mean, it's a no-brainer to me, and that happened in the Occupy movement as well. We had other people came from nowhere, and their main role was to spread disinformation and cause dissension from within, and I've seen it before. People hate the infighting. They hate it. And what it does, the enemy from within is your worst enemy because they white ant your group and they make it dysfunctional. That's what happened with Occupy Auckland as well. Mm. You pick on the most effective activists, you try to discredit and undermine them by telling lies and spreading misinformation. That's what happened in Occupy Auckland, and that's what, I mean, you know, they've been having a go at me in the same way. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just not putting up with that because, you know, how can it be wrong to tell the truth? And as someone who's been outed by the SIS, who's someone who's recognised, arguably, by the forces of the New Zealand state to, you know, to effectively be an enemy, well, excuse me, I'm concerned about young activists, what's happening with this information, but what I'm really concerned about is we've just had the visit of the, you know, the most significant visit of this US Secretary for Defence, and where the hell has the opposition been? Where have they been? And that really concerns me. Could it have anything to do with the fact that you've got now this, what someone who I, in my considered opinion, is dodgy, being in quite a key position in terms of websites and helping to get the message out? Has that, I don't know, does that play a role?
Okay, and it's a valid point. And people need to realise, you'd hear this information if you're very loyal to this person or loyal to Occupy, or realise no one person represents Occupy. No one person represents the truth or anything like that. You have a look at their background, you have a look at their character, and you judge them by that and their actions. Nothing more, no insinuation, just the facts. We'll be right back.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved in 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
My name is Sean David Morton, and in 2010, I was called into the offices of the most high-powered law firm in the world on an estate matter of the utmost importance. After signing contracts promising I'd never reveal the identity of the people involved, I inherited the journals of a man that had spent 40 years in and become director of the global shadow government. It was the Holy Grail, with information on the Unified Field Theory, the Roswell crash, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Sigma Treaty, Nazi super science, the Montauk Project, Area 51, the Dulce Mesa Wars, and treaties with extraterrestrial races and the back engineering of their hardware. But mostly, it had to do with the development of technology that would allow us to travel through time and fight a deadly alien threat that was only now on its way here to destroy our world. Read the book that I have risked my life to write. For the first time ever, read The Truth About It All. Sands of Time, the runaway bestseller by Sean David Morton, available in signed limited edition hardback only at StrangeUniverseRadio.com.
Read this book and never be the same.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Greater X on AMR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business time.
Alex, what you mean? You mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Back.
We go brush
Welcome
our teeth.
Back, ladies and that's gentlemen, to the show that's all about protecting business interests. The Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. It'd be great if anybody would visit the VinnyEastwoodShow.com and subscribe for $20 a month. And also, the reason why I ask for those sorts of things is because, well, basically, don't have the resources on my own or business contacts yet or anything to actually keep doing this show without your generous donations, quite literally. I am utterly dependent on my audience for survival, and it's not complicated. Bills got to be paid, food's got to be consumed. You know, tried stargazing, it didn't work. All right, but anyway, back to Penny. What was the other thing that we were going to discuss? Hold on. Before we go to Occupy. I also think about the mentality of the kangaroo court kind of thing that you suffered, and I feel kind of thing that, well, basically one of the reasons, and this is theoretical, I don't know, but you have a look at the behaviour as what happened to you in this kind of Stalinistic type court situation, and then you have a look at how those people who should have been there at this Leon Panetta protest just simply weren't there. I mean, I've got a convenient excuse. I was real tired from interviewing Lindsay Williams and doing all this editing and stuff like that, and I wanted to just kind of chill out and enjoy my Friday night. Sorry, Leon, you're not worth my time, bro. But but the rest of them, I don't know, but I suspect that they might have been giving you, Penny, the cold shoulder, being the one who actually kind of pointed this out and organized everything and stuff like that. Maybe their personal vendetta against you for trying to get to the truth of things is more important to them than the cause.
Well, I would hope that that's not the case, but the only reason why, me and my friend Jax picked up the ball because nobody else was doing anything. I mean, I Googled, I looked around, there was nothing else happening. So, I mean, you know, being a professional protester, I mean, I can organise a protest in an hour. Well, this one took about 2 hours. But, I mean, sometimes you just got to seize the moment. And like I say, it's just being on the side of the angels, as it were. The fact that the time that we organised our protest just happened to be coinciding with the time that Leon Panetta was going to be going past, it couldn't have been worked out more brilliantly. It was perfect. But what happened was, I mean, that was from 1:30 till 4 that we were out there. And then we'd go back home, and then we knew that he was going to be staying at the Langham Hotel. Well, I was beside myself. Again, it's like I can't sit here at home knowing that he's at that hotel. Well, we still need to be there. So what happened was I put out again another short call for people to, you know, please be there, try and be there from 8 till 10, at least to have a presence. In the end, there were just two of us when I first went to try and get set up. I mean, that's the problem, like I say, you've got to have the car somewhere where you can unload the gear so you don't have to carry gear for bloody miles. Well, I'm parked on a yellow line, but of course there's cops inside the Langham Hotel and this cop opposite comes over, you can't park there, it's a yellow line. I said, oh shit, because it's a no-brainer. If there's one person and there's cops, no, you always need to at least have two people so someone's a witness. So what happened was I had to go around in a big fat circle. When I came back, there was someone there who I'd got to know through Occupy Auckland. So that was that, parked the car, and there was just two of us with two banners, but at least we were there. And what happened was we got into a lot of discussion with people that walked past. The cops had to say we were there, and about 9:30, you know, the cops drive past on their motorbikes and, you know, lights are flashing, etc. Then the big van with the blacked-out windows goes past, so that no doubt was Panetta coming back to the hotel. But, I mean, at least we were doing something. But there should have been hundreds. Anyway, never mind. Well, I've tried my hardest and done my bit. But questions do need to be asked. What went wrong? But at least something's better than nothing. But anyway, but the questions that I want, I still want answers. I want to know, why Linda was so obstructive about putting that leaflet up. Well, now that we, you know, Aotearoa is not for sale. Basically, they've pretty much dropped the ball. And Switch Off Mercury Energy, we've picked it up and we're running with it. And by the way, we need a bit of a hand too, folks. We've got a marvellous quote for $2,300 and we can put out colour A4 leaflets, 50,000 of them. So we need about, you know, 115 people to give us $20 each. That would be really good. And if you want to help in any way, just have a look at the on the website, switchoffmercuryenergy.org, if you'd like to help, and we'd love you to help just a little bit. A number of people just giving a little bit of money will be a real big help to us. But with this Linda stuff, I still want answers to my questions. I want to know, why does the Aotearoa's Not For Sale website link back to her private company, Consensus Limited? What is she doing with the information, and who are her clients? And I will continue to ask those questions. And hopefully, you know, some of these young activists, full stop, with more than two brain cells to rub together, will recognise those are fair questions.
Well, you know, I find in a... What was it talking about? The truth is a revolutionary act, especially in times of universal deceit.
Yeah.
And I think the whole idea is behind patriotism, for instance, is that it costs nothing to be a patriot after somebody else has already paved the way and made it popular. Because in the beginning, those people who stand up for others usually kicked down, lambasted, insulted, defamed, and in some cases killed. And people got to recognize the methodology that goes along with it. And more to the point, the warning signs. There are so many very, very easily identifiable behaviors and practices that can draw suspicion to people who are the members of any activist movement. However, the whole point is that you need to get rid of people who are not proven to be effective activists. Because if only two people are infighting and it's in front of everybody else just goes, I'm not going to sit here and just listen to two people bicker and argue. I'm getting out of here. Whole movement disbands. Okay? That's the whole idea behind COINTELPRO, basically, is to make everybody disband, be ineffective, simply by causing a little bit of ruckus here and there, spreading a little bit of disinfo there. Basically, they're just dropping a little eyedropper of mercury into an entire reservoir and making it toxic.
Well, what we worked, we had some experience in the water pressure group when we went through a bit of a rough stage at one time, and what we found out was a way of dealing with it inside the meeting was that if that abusive behaviour was not acceptable, was not acceptable, and basically, if that was to happen at a meeting and people didn't behave, the meeting would stop and there'd be a process issue, which was someone would move that person be asked to leave the meeting, not the group, but the meeting. We only ever did it once, but the power of a shower of hands going up, asking for someone to leave the meeting, it is hugely effective. You know, you imagine you're the one person in the room, everybody there has got their hand up asking you to leave. Very powerful. No security guards, no cops, no nothing. You sort it out yourself. But that is a way of fixing disruptive, abusive behaviour inside the meeting. Now, when you've got all this back-chatty, backstabby, poisonous stuff, because Linda never confronted me once about the accuracy of my information, what she did, she was on the phone howley-bagging to other people. And where she, I think, got a number of people were concerned was that I was going to release private and personal information about them. Well, I do know the difference between privacy and transparency, and that's not my style of work at all. I've actually got a lot of integrity as a person, which is part of the reason why a number of people do open up and tell me stuff. And I keep it to myself. What I released about Linda was information available in the public domain, which was of concern. The fact that I've got a top international security consultant who's basically agreeing with me, I think is a platinum vindication and validation of what I've done. And I will not back down. And what I know will happen is as the truth gets out and people think about it, especially as we're talking about where the hell was the opposition to the US Secretary of Defense, that people need to start asking some very hard questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the thing is, you would be interpreted by some people listening, of course, as that you're the one poisoning the well, you're the one causing dissent and things like that. It's not about that. It's about getting to whatever the truth is, whatever it may be. What if somebody is actually an agent that is in there to disrupt and derail a movement, and you did not ask the questions, you didn't find out the truth, and they succeed in their objectives? What if? And it's such an easy what if, because all they need to do is answer that one question. Is what Penny has found out true or not? It's a simple yes or no answer. It doesn't have to be that disruptive. It doesn't have to be that difficult. And the answer is pivotal about whether or not there are agents among us subverting what we do. Penny, thank you very much for your time here today. I mean, that's just my take or whatever. And I don't know Linda terribly well. And I'd like to have a conversation with her to get her side of the story and talk about all of this kind of stuff in an open and transparent manner, you know, and not be aggressive, not be accusatory, you know, just give her a chance to answer the questions. You know, it's just that simple. Right, we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Penny, for doing all the tireless effort that you do, which, basically nobody else in Auckland can compare. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.